All right, Eljoy, thank you so much for your time tonight and, you know, your informative report, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ivy.
Thanks, good night.
Okay, good night. All right, so now moving forward on the agenda, next is the motions to amend the 2009 PNB policy on airtime during the campaign. And the only thing that's left now that we have passed on our recommendation on the card playing is the question of the on-air debates. And we started discussing it last time, but we decided to postpone it for more consideration. Serene, you had the motion last time. Did you want to offer that again, or do you have any new language?
I have new language. I will send it.
Can you see
somebody? Can you ask Janet Coleman to mute her phone?
Janet Coleman, please mute.
Okay, so I'm going to send it. Send draft language now. Sorry, it's not perfect. I was working on it during the call. I'm going to send it with the with track changes for people who can read that, and I'll also just cut and paste it for those of you who can't. I'm sending it attached to the agenda, since the original language is the originally proposed language is at the bottom of the agenda. Got it?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So
that's not working out too well. Sorry, it's just a little scattered looking. I don't know. You guys might have trouble reading it. Give me a second. You want to go on to something else so I can?
Well,
or is there something?
All right. You know what?
I'll send it. It'll just be hard to read. It's a problem.
Okay. Can you just accept all and paste it into the email?
Oh, send it with that, because you think the track changes would be harder for people to read. Well,
is that what you meant by harder to read?
Or could you copy and then paste it into the body of the email as well?
I said I was actually doing up.
Well, what I can do in the meanwhile is just refresh our memory on what the current policy is. So just give me 1 second. I will pull that up on screen.
Not very audible.
Oh, sorry. While we're waiting, I will read you the current policy that was adopted in 2009, which I think we all agree is not functional. Let me see here. 1 second.
Someone should sing or something. We don't want dead air.
Okay, here we go. When the nomination period is over, the PDs and GMs are responsible for fully cooperating with local and national election supervisors to ensure that a minimum of 3 on-air candidate forms of 1 hour in length are aired for each 5 candidates. So that's saying that every candidate gets on the air 3 times during the campaign, and that they're in groups of 5. So that's the current official policy in place, and Serene's motion would revoke that and replace it with new language.
Which is coming to you right now. What you'll be getting is the attachment that shows the track changes. So you'll see specifically what changed since my last proposal. In the body of the email, you'll see the new proposed language, the revised proposed language, and below that, you'll see the language that we were talking about at the last meeting.
I got it.
Okay, Serena, do you want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
You can go ahead and read it.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. So it's 2 paragraphs. First one reads that during the balloting period, airtime in blocks of 1 hour for discussion/debate hosted by an election supervisor, shall be provided during the morning, afternoon, and evening parts of the day in sufficient quantity so that no such block will feature more than five candidates. Such program shall be archived with a highly visible website link, and the audio shall remain available until the NES directs otherwise. Next paragraph. Candidate scheduling will be determined by the LES. The specific intent here is to equalize the access to the air so that, for example, we do not have a forum with seven candidates and another with two candidates, or in situations of established slates or cross promotions, we do not have domination of one group or another within the same block of time. So that's Serene's new motion. So the floor is open for, well, Serene, do you want to start by motivating and then we'll open it to others?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. The old language was vague, and we ran into a problem sometimes where there were as many as, I think we might have had six or maybe even eight people crushed into 1 hour, and we had another debate where there were only two people. So obviously candidates are not even approaching equal time in those situations. The number of hours that will have to be given over to this depends on the number of candidates. But you cannot reasonably, I think, expect the membership to get an understanding of a candidate's position if you schedule more than five of them per hour, especially if you're taking calls, but even if you're not taking calls. Assuming we're looking at a 55-minute hour, that's less than 11 minutes because you'll have to have the intro by the LES, moderation during the process by the LES, and then a wrap-up. That alone could be a total of 10 minutes within the hour. So you're really not looking at a whole lot of time for people to get their views across, but you're also not trying to make this election radio and only election radio. So we're not going to, I would certainly not support something where we talk about giving two or three candidates per hour. So I think five is a reasonable balance between allowing people to speak but not, you know, killing the programmatic energy that we hope our stations otherwise have. And I'll stop there if you have questions or whatever, you know.
Okay, so the floor is open.
I had a point of information. Was this, did you say you sent this to the list? Was this the text of what you just read sent to the list? Did you say that?
Everyone who is on the list should have it, and those people who are individually addressed in the
Can I have a comment?
One second,
I'm
Janet.
Can I answer the question? I'm sorry, you said you sent it to each individual and not to the list?
I sent it to the list, and I did reply all. So however you got the agenda, you should have it. And in fact, the subject line is the same. I simply hit reply all.
The subject line is about the agenda, you're saying?
Yes, it's the same subject line. I did not change the subject line.
May I be on the stat?
Yeah.
And then Janet Kay, I also would like to be.
You know, 10 minutes per person is like something like the Republican convention. It really doesn't give an opportunity for anybody to seriously talk or interact at all. And I know that there are going to be lots of I don't know if there'll be lots of candidates, but I assume that no radio station will want to give out way too many of these hours. But I actually think that four candidates might be a more profound amount. I don't know. These things are so boring, you know, mostly.
Okay, who else has to speak? I'm sorry.
Janet Kay.
Okay. And did I hear, before you start, did I hear a different voice or an additional voice who wanted to speak?
Yes, Elena, I've been asking to be on the stat for several minutes.
Right, that's, I thought it was.
I'm so sorry, I lost my,
Maria Elena, you're next.
Did you hear me finish?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Maria Elena.
Okay, the first point is I agree with the suggestion that four candidates during the hour. would make a significant difference in the amount of time and quality of the debate. I think four should be the maximum, though. And that's my second point. Why not look at the total number of candidates and find out if it is divisible by four or by a lesser number?
That's right.
Janet, please mute. Go ahead, Manuela.
Which would allow flexibility for the stations to give, not be bound to any specific common denominator. I mean, it doesn't seem to be four. If there's only 15 candidates running, or there's, say, 9 candidates running, then maybe, 3 candidates during the debate might be appropriate. But my whole point is to try and build in an opportunity for the local supervisor to again equalize and the amount of their time as well as the quality or air time in each debate given to each candidate.
Okay. All right. So for Janet Kay, I just want to find out who the other voice was who wanted to speak. I think it was a male voice.
Yes, John Winger.
John Winger. Okay. So Janet, then John. Janet Kay, then John.
Okay. Thank you. I kind of tend to think maybe four would be better. But my point is, so the parts of the day, morning, afternoon, evening. So suppose there's only one debate per candidate. So we have 20 candidates, so you have five 1-hour debates. And those are played when? So say I'm a candidate and I'm part of a 1-hour debate that's played in the morning. And then that's it. There's no more. Right? So other people there, maybe I'm misunderstanding the policy is, but so another set of five would be played in the afternoon for an hour, and then another five would be played in the evening, et cetera, over so the next day maybe, or maybe one debate per day. So some people would have the advantage, some candidates would have the advantage of being heard, let's say, in the morning, and others not. And, so maybe the morning is the best time, just hypothetically. So I'm wondering how that could be dealt with. I'm wondering about playing audio archives of the debate. I know it would take a lot of time. So, say, debate would be held in the morning live, and then that debate would be replayed at some other time in the afternoon and then some other time in the evening. Anyway, that's just an idea, but I'm just addressing that this could be unfair.
Okay, John?
Yes,
and then Serena.
First off, I believe, if I heard the thing correctly, the idea is that for each debate it would be aired in all three time periods, so morning, afternoon, and night. But maybe that's wrong. In any event, KPFK has 45 candidates, so that's divided by four. That would be 11 plus one person, and so that means there'd be 12 total things. So 12, if it's really played three times a day, 12 times three would be 36 hours for the KPFK management to give up to support the democracy. So there's that. And the other thing is that in the past, when we had these things, people have said, they got a bum shake and that they were assigned, to the graveyard shift, and nobody heard them and stuff. So I think it would be useful if the LESs don't mind to post the schedule of the debates online in advance of the debate. So, for example, if I knew that, for example, Bernie Sanders were a candidate, and I know he was in, and I know when he's on, then I'd listen to him, because if I got my election results, that I might look up and make some preliminary choices, or at least decide who looks interesting, and then put that into my schedule to listen at those times rather than listening to all 45, because a lot of people I'm going to rule out when I read, that person's a dud, someone else is really great. So I think it'd just be useful to do that, and I know we can't direct them, but maybe we can suggest to them that this would be useful because it would facilitate the value from the debates. So I think I've covered all my points.
Okay, Serena's next, but I just want to mention that the version she sent us kind of merged the old and the new because of the way track changes happens when you transfer it to an email. So I'm now going to send a clean copy in the email so that everyone is clear on exactly what the current iteration is.
I did send a clean copy within the body of the email, though. The attachment has the text changes.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't have it.
No, it has the old language interspersed with the new. So I'll send the version now that is just the new only. Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so, 10 minutes. I've heard 10-minute segments on the air on various topics of general interest to the world and not just the Pacific governance people. You can cover a lot in 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a lot of air time. Used well. Longer than that can be soul-crushing to have to listen to. It's not, our radio's not based on elections. Try to remember the timing we're talking about. We're talking about September and October. We're talking about fund drives. We're talking about the other things that we expect our Pacifica stations to cover, such as, national elections. Oh, yes, those. What's happening internationally. We don't, and frankly, if someone is going to deceive you about their intentions, and, we know that happens in Pacifica, giving them, if someone cannot convey who they are within 10 minutes as a candidate, within 8 minutes, within 9 minutes, within 5 minutes, effectively. Remember, there will also be, I just don't think we need to become all governance radio, which is where this is going. If you're looking, can you ask this woman to please mute herself? It is so rude and distracting. It happens all the time.
I would like to,
point of personal privilege.
I feel that is a personal harassment, that I cannot even breathe without this woman calling me to some sort of a censure. How really dare she? I am really kind of sick at these, sick of these very fancy haute cuisine ladies with her little pinky up dictating manners to me. How dare she?
Now,
Hold on, everyone, please stop talking. I spent hours with this woman this week.
Let me chair the meeting, okay?
Don't call me crazy.
Asking everyone to respect every other member. Do not interrupt people. Do not make comments while other people are speaking. Let each person speak, and then you can ask to speak if you have something to say. It's fine.
Well, I'm going to leave. Thank you so much. I recommend 4 people, and it doesn't have to be in blocks of 10 to 12 minutes. They don't have to be monologues. People can have conversations, and it can be built in.
Thank you.
I hope, Magdalena, you carry on this one. Thank you so much for your idea.
Go ahead, Serene. Continue. Serene's still speaking.
Okay. So
John into the queue.
Okay, after she's done.
Okay.
We're over time.
Okay, so just finish up and then we'll decide how much we want to extend.
Okay. I think that we need to remember that there will also be a cart rotation happening. It's not as though this is your single opportunity to ever be heard. There may or may not be live forum, but the language includes the fact that the sound will be archived, whether on the election site or on individual station site. I don't know. The NES and LASs can work that out. But there will be a prominent link on the station's website telling people where they can go to hear your part. and go to hear your debate forum, appearance, whatever. It's not all or nothing because you happen to. And this whole idea about, oh, that's a good time, that's a better time. If somebody's listening all the time, it'll be fine.
This is Michael to the second. I need to leave the call because it's getting too noisy where I am, and I actually have to be at another meeting.
Okay.
So
did you want to say something before you leave, Michael?
I'd be inclined to go with, it says five is the maximum, but I think four or five, is optional either way to me. It shouldn't be any more than five, and it probably shouldn't be any less than four. So it's unclear to me in the language of the motion and in the discussion whether people are talking about airing them over again or just once, wherever it happens to fall, morning, afternoon, evening.
Okay. So we'll try to get
clarify
that right.
Or
yeah.
Clarify in the language.
Okay.
And if somebody can take notes for the rest of the meeting. Then
right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your work.
Thanks.
And good night. All right. So before we go on, we need a note taker. Who will, it's just 15 more minutes, who will volunteer to just take notes? It's really just going to be any amendments to the motion that come up. So can I get a 15-minute volunteer?
Okay, I'll do that, Bob, but
thank
we're still
you.
Over time.
I understand. No, my next point is that we need to decide how long we want to extend for. The meeting only has 15 more minutes to run, so shall we? Okay.
What's left on the agenda? I don't have it right in front of me.
We have just general other cost-cutting ideas. I would say since this is coming up in the fairly near future, it would be helpful if we could resolve it tonight. So I would propose that we just extend till 10:30 to finish the meeting by going as far as we can go on this motion. Anyone have an alternate proposal? Okay, is there any objection to extending 15 minutes? Okay, hearing none, then that's approved, and we'll go on. So now,
Janet Kay, point of information.
Go ahead.
My dear, I've been on the set for a while.
Right, but points of information take precedence. Go ahead, Janet Kay.
So, I don't have clarity about whether the morning, afternoon, evening is, does that mean that the debate is going to be repeated, the same debate, or is it different sets of people at those different times?
Okay. Serene, can you address that?
Yeah, it is not my intention that it will be repeated. It is my intention that the PD shall make space available throughout the listening day in, a morning slot, an evening slot, or as many of those three types of slots for unique appearances on air by members, not that each person gets a shot in each period of time.
Yeah, I think it's really important to draft some clarifying language because I was confused by that. Several people have said they're not unclear. So let's be thinking in the next few minutes how we can sharpen up the language so that that's abundantly clear, because I can see a PD freaking out at this wording. Okay, Maria Elena.
This is a factor which may be presented in the form of a friendly amendment or however, but the factor I'm concerned with is audience participation during the debates. We had the opportunity when I first came on the board to do that, to have our debates, and I think there were something like four of us, and have audience call in. And there's nothing that distinguishes a truly, or at least the attempts for a democratic dialogue with a community, as allowing the audience to bring up questions and pose them to the candidates regarding how Pacifica and its microphones can be used to allow people on the bottom to express their concerns on such things as Black Lives Matter, the students drowning in debt, etc. So that is my point. That is that we ask
have an amendment to the rules that indicate whenever possible, debates should have an opportunity for audience participation and call-ins. That's it.
Okay. Let me just read you a sentence from the bylaws that relates to your point, and then let's see how this affects what we think we should do with this motion. It says, this is Article 4, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions. All candidates for election as a listener-sponsored delegate shall be given equal opportunity for equal airtime, which airtime shall include time for a statement by the candidate and a question and answer period with call-in listeners. So, that's addressed directly by the bylaws, but perhaps it might bear quoting because it's a bit much to expect people to dig out an obscure section of the bylaws to interpret a policy. So it might be helpful to just reference that and quote that sentence I just read in the policy that the PNB adopts. Okay, so someone else had asked to speak. I can't remember who.
Yeah, Bob, that was me, John.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I agree with Maria Elena. And additionally, the proposed language is just not adequate. Whenever you give either the general manager or the programming director the ability to schedule when things are heard, you're basically giving them the power to determine the election because, basically there's drive time, there's rush hour, and there's other times which is really dead. I think it's absolutely essential that the so-called debates be broadcast in the three time frames. Just as it was important for us to do that with the carts, it's even more important to do it with the debates. And we just need to do that. I agree with Michael that 4 to 5 candidates per hour would be good. What happens in the past is the LES has taken a lot of time to explain the elections. What you really need to do is to make the debates, focus on the debates, and a brief statement. But really, what really counts is the questions. The candidate statement, I think, is superfluous. It should be on air. I mean, it should be on the web and a place where you can go and click a link and listen to it so you can hear the voice of the person. What really counts in a debate is the debate. So I believe that the debates should basically start out with maybe 1 or 2 seed questions by the LES, and then all the people get to answer them. But more importantly, it should, as quickly as possible, go to the phone lines and let the listeners call in, and then let the people, the candidates there, respond in some sort of pseudo-random order to the questions which come in. That gives us the ability to get an assessment of the people, how they function under stress. That's an important thing to be for a person on an LES, on an LSP. And so we need to do it. But basic fairness demands that everybody gets to be heard in the three major time periods. That could be, if you wanted to make it 2 time periods, you could make it morning and evening drive times. But you've got to take an hour near each of the drive times to make it even basically fair because, the motion proposer has stated that people listen all the time. Well, we listen all night long too, but not very many people listen at night. Drive time is when people are there. We have to balance drive time, and this has to be given to the LES and not to station management because that's a license to determine the result of the election by playing favorites. So your friends go in drive time and your enemies go in the middle of the night.
This is Bill.
Okay. Is there anyone else who hasn't spoken yet and wants to speak?
Nancy.
Go ahead.
Yes. I remember in our last election, 2012, we had around we had 18 candidates, and we had three candidates at a time, and we did open up the lines for telephones. And there were, I think, 2 times when somebody could not show up or joined by telephone. So I thought it was a little bit unfair that those 2 candidates had so much time compared to the others. So I think we should recommend to the LESs to, when there's, keep the time per candidate the same, and then when there's too much time over, only 2 candidates show up instead of 3 or 4, whatever is decided,
then open up the lines for other, general questions that maybe the LES can answer, and then that would not be an unfair advantage on the two candidates, the other candidates having more time. I mean, it'd be fair for everybody.
Okay, well, I don't know if you're at a computer, but I just want to remind you and all the committee members that there is language specifically on the point you just made, Nancy. It says scheduling will be determined by the LES. The specific intent here is to equalize the access to the air so that, for example, we do not have a forum with seven candidates and another with two candidates. And it goes on to talk about, slates and so on. So that's already addressed in your in the draft of this motion.
Janet Kay.
Okay, so
did you hear me earlier?
I was about to
Serene.
Say your name. I heard Serene and then Janet Kay.
Okay, so I want to separate myself from John Wenger's comments about managers and allowing them time to manipulate, et cetera, because as Bob just pointed out, managers are not going to be scheduling this, but even if they were, I don't want to be attached to that language. I think we had this conversation on the last call, too. That's one. And two, Nancy's suggest, I want to urge people to actually put, instead of saying, well, this is wrong and that is wrong, offer language, offer amendments, so we can actually get off the phone with something workable tonight. Nancy's suggestion about, making sure that if you do end up with fewer things, fewer candidates than you anticipated, that the LES should use a proportionate amount of that time to do general election stuff so that candidates don't get twice as many minutes to speak as, a candidate, a forum where all four people or five people, whatever the case is, showed up. In my objection to reducing the number of people in a forum, I said I would certainly object to two or three. I have no problem with four. I just don't think someone needs to make a federal case and get all frantic about it. We can do four or five. We can do whatever mathematically works, because obviously we cannot predict now exactly how many people will even make it through to that period. Forget about who qualified. Right? But if you have a criticism or a concern, please send language.
Yeah, we really do need amendments if we're going to move forward on this, if people feel strongly that something needs to change. Okay, so Janet Kay?
Yeah, so there seems to be some issues that are still not resolved that people are bringing up, one being the unequal number, possibility of an unequal number of candidates at a particular debate. And that happened actually at KPFA a number of times. I don't know whether, so what to do if that happens, or, it's like it just happens, or, and it sounds like it would be a violation. But, and then there's also rotating, or people having, candidates having the opportunity to be heard at all the different time slots. So it's like we have 2 minutes before we are to adjourn. So I'm going to move to postpone this motion to the next meeting.
Okay. Is there a discussion about postponing?
I object. Let's be done with it. We have, as I understand it, 17 more minutes in this meeting? We said 10:30, and we extended by 15 minutes.
Okay, so you're moving to extend the meeting?
No, I thought we did. What was our adjournment time?
Now we've exhausted that time. We have 2 minutes left.
What was the adjournment time on the agenda initially?
10:30. We didn't extend the meeting. We extended the item. And we've now exhausted that.
I would like to move 15 minutes to finish the item. Otherwise, we keep regurgitating the arguments at every meeting. Can we, just finish something and be done?
Okay, how many minutes?
15, and I think that's very 15 for the meeting, 10 for this item, and maybe we can do a little bit of, at least look at the cross-cutting stuff.
Okay. I'd make an amendment to that it'd be 15 just on this item, because I think the cost-cutting is a whole other discussion.
So my motion to postpone is overridden by this motion to extend?
No, it's not overridden, but we, you know, when we're at time, which we now are at time, then a motion to extend or, you know, is always the first thing that's considered. And then if that's, you know, once that's disposed of, we can take up your motion as to what action to take.
Okay, so a motion to extend is not discussable.
Okay, that's a good point. All right.
Yeah, but it's amendable.
Right, it is amendable, but not discussable. So if there are no amendments, then I'm not hearing any. So then let me ask if there's any objection to a 15-minute extension of the meeting and the item.
I object.
Okay. Oh, we never did. Oh, yeah, we did get a secretary pro tem. Nancy, I can pull up the roster and so that I can call the roll.
Okay.
Give me a second. And this requires a 2/3 vote. Let's see.
And if it fails, then we talk about the motion to postpone.
Right. Okay, here we go. Looking down to who's here. Okay, Maria Elena, how do you vote on extending 15 minutes or not?
No, I'm not in favor.
Okay. Let's see. Skipping down, Janet Coburn.
No.
Myself, I call on myself, I vote yes. Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy, were you tallying? I was not able to tally.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yes and 2 no.
Okay, that's 2/3, so we are extended 15 minutes. Okay, so now, Janet, did you want to offer your motion?
Yeah, so my motion to postpone would be to because I don't think that we should rush this through. There are to postpone it would give people an opportunity to think through some amendment language, and then we could have that ready to take it up again at the next meeting.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak on Janet's motion?
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Folks who have amendments should send them in. We'll discuss them. We will vote. We will actually settle something in a meeting instead of dragging everything on, you know, and doing 10 minutes or 15 minutes at every meeting on the same topic. You know, wrap it up.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. So it's clear there's an objection to Janet's motion, so we're going to have to call the roll again. This is the motion to postpone.
I have a point of information.
Okay.
We just did a vote to extend for 15 minutes. It passed by more than 2/3. Why do we actually need to vote on postponing it?
There are two different issues. There are two different issues, and they have to be voted on.
But we said on this item.
The body can still decide that it's not ready to move forward. We should move forward with the vote. Let's just do it quickly.
I thought the extension was based on continuing on this item. We said 15 minutes on this item. So why would we now discuss postponing the item?
Well, I agree with your logic, but
okay.
It's up to the group.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Maria Elena, on postponing this matter from, and which means no further consideration at tonight's meeting.
I pass.
Okay. Let's see, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
I can call on myself. I vote no. Serene.
No on postponing.
Pete?
No.
John?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, Maria Elena.
Abstain.
Okay. Oh, Nancy, I'm sorry, I forgot to call on you. How do you vote?
No.
Okay. And let me know when you have the tally.
2 yes, 4 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so the motion's not adopted, and we continue discussing the underlying motion. All right, so who would like to speak? And especially, I would really second Serene's call for those who had concerns. Please put it in the form of an actual worded amendment. And maybe, Serene, you could be working on an amendment to clarify this different day parts issue.
Yeah, I'm actually working on amendments to cover all the concerns that I've heard.
Oh, excellent. Okay. All right. Well, in the meantime, who would like to speak?
On the same topic?
Yeah, any aspect of this motion.
Hello?
Yeah, who would like to speak?
I'm writing an amendment. I need time to think.
That's fine. I'm not rushing anyone. I'm just asking if someone is ready to speak.
Okay, so since we can't have silence, I am going to bend my motion, which may not be perfectly edited, but if you guys can help with it. At least we'll have something on the floor to discuss. And I just sent it, and I'll begin to read it. I'll pause where I've inserted things that people raise questions. So I'll just read it, and then folks can. Okay. That during the balloting period, sort of rearranged things. That during the balloting period, airtime in the morning, afternoon, and evening, in blocks of 1 hour for discussion/debate hosted by an election supervisor, shall be provided, sloppy editing, shall be provided, what you should be reading is, shall be provided in sufficient quantity so that no such block will feature more than 4 to 5 candidates. Each candidate shall be scheduled for a single appearance with scheduling determined by the LES. The specific intent here is to equalize the access to the air so that, for example, we do not have a forum with 7 candidates and another with 2 candidates. Or in situations of established rates or cross promotions, we do not have domination of one group or another within the same block of time. Where fewer candidates appear than were anticipated, the LES shall provide a proportionate amount of time to the candidates and use the balance of the time for, quote, generic election information and Q&A. The program shall include call-ins, except that that staff shall not call in during a listener forum and shall be archived with a highly visible website link, and the audio shall remain, and that, I guess I should say, and that audio shall remain available until the NES directs otherwise.
Nancy, point of information.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, oh gosh, I forgot it. Sorry, I'll pass. I'll try to remember what I was going to say.
Okay. One small clarification I would suggest is in the sentence about where fewer candidates appear than were anticipated, the LES shall provide a proportionate amount of time to the candidates and use the balance of time for generic election information and Q&A. I think it should add, and Q&A for the election supervisor. So it's clear that it's not Q&A for the candidates.
Yes.
Okay, proportionate and shall use. How about the LES shall provide a proportionate amount of time to the candidates and shall use the balance of the time to provide generic information? Yeah?
Well, I think the Q&A is fine. If someone has a question on election procedure, they can call in and ask the supervisor, well, do I mark my ballot this way or that way? Or, you know, that's fine. So I don't think you should strike the Q&A. Just clarify that.
No. I'm not striking it. I'm repositioning. I'm inserting the word shall after I talk about what happens with the candidate. The LES shall provide a proportionate amount of time to the candidate and shall use the balance of the time to, and I would change this, to provide generic information and Q&A and conduct Q&A with the audience.
How about on Q&A on generic election information?
Well, because they may want to talk before they take questions.
That's true.
And they want to just... I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I still think it's a problem. I know that grammatically you're correct that it now says that the LES shall provide time for Q&A, so that implies it's Q&A for the LES, but I still think it could be misconstrued. So I think it's
okay,
worth it.
Okay, so repeat your thing.
Just add the phrase after Q&A, just say Q&A to the LES.
Well,
for the LES.
With someone.
Or with, okay, with Q&A.
Or
with
between the LES and the audience?
That's fine.
Not the candidates to make
That's
it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Point of information,
yes.
Nancy's remembered what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
We had a lot of this, well, at least two or three times the last election where a staff calls in and makes a comment, and I certainly will vote for you. What's the consequences? I know you're not
that's
supposed
direct,
to do that.
That's a direct violation of the fair campaign provisions. It's in the bylaws, and it's in the policy that the NES has published on the election website. It is, and so there can be very severe penalties, up to and including removing them from the air for the rest of the election.
Okay, well, I don't think that ever happened, those consequences.
Well,
never mind.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the job of the LES or the NES.
Yes.
I mean, if they're witnessing it, then they would know what happened. If they weren't there, then someone needs to complain and say, you know, they broke the rules.
Okay.
Okay, other comments or amendments? Discussion?
Yes, Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
I'm about to send this amendment. The LES shall announce during the different parts of the day the opportunity for listeners to, the opportunity to listen to the archives of the debates on the election website.
Can you explain? I'm confused.
Okay,
by that
so one. If there's a debate in the morning with five candidates, and then there's a debate in the afternoon with five different candidates the same day, I don't know what same day or whatever. So at that second debate, the LES, or maybe it would be a cart. The LES would say, if you want to hear the debate that took place this morning, go to the election website. The same thing for an evening the debate. If there are other debates during that day, that the LES, a cart be played for the by the LES announcing the opportunities to hear the debates that took place, the other debates during that day.
Okay, I'd like to call on myself. That's certainly a good goal in the abstract, but in reality, knowing what happens at these radio stations, that takes editing and staff time to get it. It's not just automatically put up on the web. It's got to be, somebody has to intervene and do some work to make it ready to be up on the election website, which could take, you know, any amount of time depending on how busy people are. So I don't think it's the place of a PNB policy to mandate that level of administrative detail. I think we can entrust that our LESs and NES are clear that our intent is that there should be audio up on the web, and that obviously you draw attention to it. It doesn't do any good if it's just sitting on the web and nobody knows it's there. So that they'll promote that. But to say that in every debate they'll say, and, you know, you can hear this morning's debate up on the web right now, well, maybe not. So I don't think it's necessary to add that to this motion.
So may I just...
Go ahead.
Okay, so the issue is that those, let's say, who are listening in the evening might not have even been aware that there was a debate during the morning, just hypothetical. So just in the timing of when the debates will be posted to the election website, the archive, that's a separate issue. So it wouldn't necessarily be that the LES would say today's debate, just all debates can be listened to on the archives of the election website. Play that at the different times of the day.
All right. I don't want to get into a back and forth. I just want to briefly say, in general, I think it would be better for our committee to take suggestions like that, which is a perfectly reasonable suggestion, and put it in an email to the NES when the time gets closer, as just a way of functioning that she can adopt. But it doesn't have to be in a formal motion from the PNB. I think if we weight this down with too many minor points that are basically just administrative good practice, we will risk losing the forest for the trees. And also the PDs have to read this carefully and make sure they abide by it. And the more detail we require them to wade through, the less, you know, the harder it's going to be for them to make sure they're focusing on what they need to do.
Does anybody else on the committee have anything to say about my suggestion?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, John.
I basically agree with it. I think that we need to find a way to at least achieve her intention, which is to make sure the listeners are fully formed. Now, that could just be a card saying there's going to be debates on tonight at 8 o'clock on the station. So tune into them. And again, I made the suggestion earlier that the schedule, once the LES has determined the debate schedule, they need to put that on the web. Or if not they, then the webmaster, somebody's got to put it on there so that people can find out in advance when your favorite candidates are talking so you can tune into them. People at KPFK are not going to want to listen to 45 people, but they probably are going to want to listen to a significant fraction of them, perhaps a third. You need to know in advance. You can't just listen to all the debates because your candidate might be on that night.
Okay, so at this point we're out of time, so we need to just vote on the motions and amendments that we have before us. So the most recent was Janet's, and I'm still looking for your email. You did send it out, right, Janet? Janet?
And Bob, I'm having
trouble. Sorry, I was on mute. I will be sending it in a moment.
Okay. John,
I'm having trouble. These messages which are being sent out have so much extraneous stuff, like formatting characters or something. They're so long that I'm trying to find what I wrote. I'm just frustrated here. I wrote an amendment, and now I can't find it because these messages are all so long. If they could be confined to just text without all these formatting characters, that would be wonderful.
All right. Well, at this point, we're going to have...
Sent mine.
I have a question.
Yep.
Is John saying he sent something to the group?
Trying to. I've lost it. It's in my email here. And there's a lot of stuff here that's extraneous.
Okay. Well, at this point, we're out of time, so can you just try to get it out to us ASAP so we can vote on it?
Yeah, I'm trying right now.
All right, Janet, I haven't gotten it yet, but why don't you read it?
Okay.
Just read it. No
right.
Discussion. We're out of time.
The LES shall announce on air during the different parts of the day that the audio archives of the debates will be on the election website.
Okay. All right. So since we're out of time and we have this in front of us and we don't have John's yet, let's start by voting on this amendment. Is everyone clear? Does anyone need it read a second time?
You mean Serene's...
No, Janet, the one she just read, the one-sentence motion she just read. You want to hear it again?
No, I got it in front of me. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't hear any call for rereading, so let me get my roster, and Nancy, if you... and take this down.
Okay,
so we have Maria Elena. Yes. No on Janet. Okay, yes. Janet?
Yes.
I'm going to pass for the moment. Let's see, Serene?
No.
Nancy?
Did Serene say no or yes?
Serene said no.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, Pete?
Pass.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Okay, I think I'm going to vote no. So now we're back to Nancy.
Abstain.
Okay, Pete?
No.
Okay, so Nancy, let us know.
Okay, yes is 3 yes, 3 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so on a tie vote, a motion fails. Okay, so... John, are you ready with your amendment yet?
Almost. Just, I'm just typing at the top here.
All right.
Give me another 60 seconds.
Okay.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Okay, so in my first reading, I had used the term proportionate amount of time, but just so that everyone is clear what I meant by that, I've changed it to say the approximate amount of time. When fewer candidates appear than were anticipated, the LES shall provide to the candidates the approximate amount of time they would have received if the full complement were present, and shall use the balance of the time to provide, quote, generic election information and Q&A between the LES and the audience.
Okay. Have you sent that to us?
Yes.
I got it.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it, but okay. All right, so we'll hear John read his motion. We'll vote on John's motion, and then if that passes, that'll become the amended motion that's an amendment to Serene's, and then we'll vote on Serene's either as is or if it gets amended.
Bob, check your mail. You may have it now.
Okay, hang on. Well, not yet, but why don't you go ahead and read it.
And can you, sorry, question?
Yeah.
And tell us where you intend to put it.
It would be at the end of, wait a second here, at the end of part B, or section B.
Okay, the whole thing is B, sorry?
I got it.
Second. You got it? Okay, if you got it, would you please read it? Because I'm dealing with battery power going down. Yeah.
Okay. In order to provide equal access to the listeners, each debate shall be played in or just next to both drive times plus once in the evening.
Okay. So
that means 3 times a day.
Right. Okay.
Three time periods, not necessarily on the same day.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we're out of time for debate, so let's just vote. Hold on. Let me get my roster.
Otherwise, it's luck of the draw. You just get a bad
John,
time.
John, we're out of time for debate.
Yeah.
All right. So, Maria Elena, excuse me, Maria Elena, how do you vote on John's amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Janet K.
Yes.
Okay, myself, I vote no. Let's see, Serene?
No.
Pete? Or sorry, Nancy?
Pass.
Okay, Pete?
No.
John?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, Nancy, the time is up. So how do you vote?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I will vote yes.
Okay, so let me know when you have the tally.
4-3.
So, 4 yes, 3 no.
Okay. All right, so that amendment is adopted, and now that amends Serene's main motion. So, Serene, you want to read us your entire motion?
Oh, so can you do it?
All right, hang on.
Oh, except that I have to add the word for.
Where?
When I'm talking about for Q&A. When I'm talking about the Q&A, it should be for Q&A. Okay, I guess I can read it. Where's Renger's amendment?
John, where is your amendment going to be placed in the order of sentences here?
Let me just look here. Let's put it after in her part B, B as in boy. Let's make it the new third paragraph. So this section, paragraph 2 says the specific intent here is to equalize the access to the air. So it's the same issue. So that, for example, we don't have a forum with 7 and another with 2, et cetera, et cetera. And so then my thing goes on, you know, in order to equalize access to the listeners, you know, each will be played either in or right next to drive time plus in the evening.
Okay. All right. So it'll go between what's now the second and third paragraph. Okay.
Correct. That's right.
All right.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead, Maria Elena.
I have a question with regard to the language of the amendment, John, and that is, would it make more sense to use the word broadcast instead of played also in your amendment as we put it into the entire provision? For instance, instead of saying each debate shall be played, instead say the debates shall be broadcast in or just next to both drive times plus once in the evening. That when you say broadcast, it's reference to live debates and not necessarily to just, you know, playing an already recorded previous debate.
I'm sorry, Maria Elena. We're out of time, so that's not actually a question. That's a debate. That's a new proposal, which we really, you know, we've already gone past that point. So I don't mean to cut off your idea, but, you know, we did. We're 10 minutes over time, and really all we're supposed to do now is vote on what's on the table. So, all right. Let's hear Serene read the entire thing that we're about to vote on. So just read it, take it from the top.
Okay. I'm sorry. And you said this is the new third paragraph?
Yeah.
I can't comment on where it would make more sense, but I won't. That during the balloting period, airtime in the morning, afternoon, and evening, in blocks of 1 hour for discussion debate hosted by an election supervisor, shall be provided in sufficient quantity so that no such block will feature more than 4 to 5 candidates. Each candidate shall be scheduled for a single appearance, with the scheduling determined by the LAS. The specific intent here is to equalize the access to the air so that, for example, we do not have a forum with 7 candidates and another with 2 candidates, or in situations of established slates or cross promotions, we do not have domination of one group or another within the same block of time. In order to provide equal access to the listeners, each debate shall be played in or just next to both drive times plus once in the evening. Where fewer candidates appear than were anticipated, the LES shall provide to the candidates the approximate amount of time they would have received if the full complement were present, and shall use the balance of the time to provide, quote, generic, well, I don't think I need quotations, do I? Generic election information and for Q&A between the LES and the audience. The program shall include call-ins, except that staff shall not call in during a listener forum. These programs shall be archived with a highly visible website link, and that audio shall remain available until the NES directs otherwise.
Okay, and I'll call the roll now. Let's see, Maria Elena.
I pass.
Okay. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Call on myself. I vote no. Serene?
Serene?
I've passed.
Okay, Nancy?
Pass, please.
Okay, Pete?
Abstain.
John?
Yes.
Okay, Maria Elena?
I have to abstain.
Okay, let's see. Serene?
I vote. I abstain.
Okay.
No, you know something? I'm going to vote yes. We can fix it on the PND.
Okay. All right. So, Nancy, can
Janet K., I'm going to change my vote to no.
Okay.
Janet, so, no. Okay.
All right.
Got that.
So, Nancy, let us know when you're ready.
Nancy, yes. Pete? That was abstention, okay.
Yeah, abstain.
One, two, three. Okay, three yes, two no, and two abstentions.
Okay, so the motion passes, and that's it for tonight. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Yes, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.